regard to Christmas and what is it about, even more of what Elder Cleveland was speaking of for the children's message. You know, Christmas, we find it's about gifts, you know. Regardless if you're on the receiving end or if you know, on the delivering end, it's about gifts. And oftentimes, you know, we are surprised with the gifts. And other times, the gift itself is a surprise. But you know, all the time, the gift, it is a blessing. You know, and what is that greatest gift? I'm pretty sure you all can answer that question. What is the greatest gift? Jesus. You know, and if I can get you to open up your Bibles to John 3, what verse? 16. And you know, I want you to look at that verse, and I'm going to read it in your hearing, and there will be no heresy there. You know, I'll take some words out, I'll put some words in, but I promise I'll keep it biblical. When we get here to John 3:16, and I'll read that in your hearing. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us a gift, that whosoever believeth in him should not reject the gift, but receive the gift, which is Jesus, in whom is everlasting life." And verse 17 goes on to say, "For God sent not his gift into the world so that we could earn his gift, but that the world through his gift might receive him freely." And so this Christmas season, whether we're on the receiving end of many gifts or on the delivering end of many or a few gifts, we can always be confident and assured of that one true gift, that eternal gift of Jesus Christ. At this time, what we're going to do here, I'm going to ask for our brother Cleveland to come up, and we're going to have a Christmas program entitled The Gift.
Okay, thank you, Brother James. May God bless you. Okay, Seriani, my friend there, Scofia, and Mama Michelle, and my friend over there, if you can come up front here with your hymnal book, we're going to sing some Christmas songs. And then after that, we're going to have a few testimonies about how God have done for us this year. And our first song is going to be number 152. You can just open your hymnal and you can remain seated. The first song is number 152.
Thank you.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. The program's still going on. Tell me the story of Jesus. This song is so special to me because many years ago, I was traveling over in Tanzania in the countryside in a truck. And the truck broke down. No water. So the driver said, maybe we should open the radiator and drink the water. I said, no, that's not a good idea. Believe or not, we prayed, and then it rained. We were able to get the water from the side of the truck over the windshield. That man was a Muslim. When we got back in the truck, after 4 days, in the middle of nowhere, he told me, tell me again the story of Jesus. When you arrived on the next village, because he's a Muslim, he collected everybody in the village there. To my surprise, he was telling the story I was telling him about Jesus on the truck. So, God is good. Hymn number 143, Silent Nights. 143, Silent Nights. Our special singers, please, you may take the stage.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Silent night. Yeah. This moment is a special moment. It's a special moment for our church this morning. It's been a long year for everyone. But God is good because we're here this morning. There's someone is freezing somewhere out there. We're also praying for them. So we got some few testimonies this morning. And the last testimony, please do not sleep. You'll have to hear this. Sister Helene is going to start with us. And then Sister Angelique. And then my sister back there, near my brother Hector there. And then the last one, I'm going to have to explain that. Thank you.
I'm not going to preach. Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. I was pretty much caught off guard this morning when somebody came up to me and said, Helene, would you do a testimony? And I thought, a testimony? You need time for that. Do I look calm? No, I'm not very calm, but praise God. Holy Spirit, have your own way, right?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Amen. So, a testimony. So, you know, my testimony this morning really is not mine. It's his. You know, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's not mine. But I'm here because of the gospel, like you are. And I was thinking, oh God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? But like I said, Holy Spirit, have your own way, right? So I want to turn to Psalms 103. That is the gospel of the kingdom of God for me. That's my testimony. And it reads, oops, hold on. I think this will probably be easier here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all mine iniquities, all my sins, who heals all my diseases. I'm here, I'm healthy, I praise God. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles every day. This is my testimony. You know, and Brother James, you talked about receiving gifts, time of the year. We all receive gifts. You know, we receive gifts, we give gifts. But again, you said the greatest gift of all. Jesus. And that's why we're here. And I know it's not just my testimony, the gospel, but it's yours too. So praise God, you know. And I think that we can just remember you at this time of the year, Christmas, you know, remember the greatest gift, the one who is your testimony, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. Happy Sabbath. My name is Sister Angelique again. I'm here. And I feel you, Sister Helene. I was caught off guard, but God is good. And we are here for testimony, and we're here on Sabbath day. We are celebrating Jesus, celebrating God, because he gave us this day to rest. So my testimony for this morning is about the gift of Sabbath, and we all know since Genesis 2:2, God rested from all his work, and I don't know about you, but whenever sunset comes, my mind shuts down. All the worries, you know, from the week that had passed, it shuts down. I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about my work. I don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. But some of you know that I am a registered nurse, and I used to work as a home health nurse. Our time was flexible. As a home health nurse, your time is flexible. You can go anywhere. You can go to your patient's home anytime, as long as, you know, it's reasonable. It has to be reasonable. We all need sleep, right? But what I'm trying to say is you can start your visit as early as 6 or 7 a.m., as long as the patient is okay with that. I used to like it. Initially, I liked it because I get to do things that I want to do on my own time. But as the time goes by, it gets pretty exhausting because you get to bring the job at home, you know. And that's when I realize and appreciate that we all need Sabbath, because that's when we get to rest from all our work, all our labors. And I don't know, have you experienced that? That, you know, every Sabbath you get to rest. You don't need to think about anything but God, you know? Because I do, mentally and also physically. And even my husband, who is experiencing insomnia, when sunset hits, he goes to sleep early. He used to sleep like 11, 12, even 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. But when it comes to Sabbath, he sleeps 7, 8 o'clock, and he gets like 12 hours of sleep. But that's just my testimony, you know. We all need Sabbath in our life, and I thank God that he gave this special day for us. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Angelique. And after this, Mama Sejo, she's going to be prepared.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Sabbath.
I know it was not my brother here who invited me. I know it was God. So I'm grateful and blessed. A few weeks ago, at work, my boss came to me and he told me that we came back from vacation, and he told me that it was my last day and I can go home. And I was, well, before this, I'll tell you a little bit. I'm just a little nervous. Okay, so I was working with this man in an office, and what we did is install solar panels and did roofing. And I'm in the office, I make phone calls, I do computer work. And he was very, I don't know how to explain it, but he would get mad really fast. And he would shout, and he would tell me this and do that, and he'd get red, and he'd go like this. And I was really patient, and I was always connected to God. I would, God help me. God, give him patience. God, please be with him. And I was there because I could stand him, because it's sad to say my brother is like that. And I was like, okay, it's okay, it's okay. Everything was okay. But I got to a point where I told my husband, I don't want to work here anymore. And he said, well, you know, you should stay there for a little longer, and then we'll see, maybe it'll work out. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we went on vacation, and I came back, and this happened. He told me, okay, you know what? I'm letting you go. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I smiled, because I know who I trust. I know who I believe in. And there was this agenda I had that belonged, well, it was mine, but I had all his information, his accounts, his emails, his passwords, his social, his everything. And I said, oh, look, I'm gonna leave this for you. If you wanna, the next person, you know, can use it. And I have all your information here, and explained it to him, and I showed him this and that and his credit card. And he looked at me like with a little smile, like, are you okay? He's letting me go, right? But I'm okay, because I know who my God is, and you know who your God is. And I love this verse. It's Joshua 1:9, and I know all of you know it. Have I not commanded you? Is God asking us, or kind of telling us, oh, well, you should have, you know, faith, or you should trust? No, he's commanding us. He's commanding us. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He's telling you. He's commanding you. We know who we believe in. We know who our God is. And I encourage you to trust in God. So what happened after this, I left the office. I gave him the book. It wasn't his, it was mine, but it's okay. I gave it to him, and he just like, okay. And I'm like, thank you. And I shook his hand, and I walked out. And I went home, and I was like, okay, God, this is fine. I'm okay, because I didn't want to be there, right? And I'm driving home, and I said, okay, I got home. I cooked for the kids, and I was feeling a little sick. And I went online, and I searched for jobs, but there was just one job. I thought, you know, I was okay with that one. So I applied, I sent an email, and I did my part, right? So I went home, I cook, and I went to sleep. And then the phone rang, my cell phone rang, and my son, he's like, mommy, the phone is ringing. But they never give me my phone, because they're on the phone online, right? So to me, I was like, you know, that was interesting. They gave me the phone, and there's a number I don't know. And I'm like, oh, should I answer, should I not? Because I usually don't answer numbers I don't know. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna answer. I answer the phone, and it was this lady, her name is China, and she said, hi, is this Aurora? And I always ask, may I ask who's calling? Because it's, I don't know, just people calling people, right? And I'm like, yes, how can I help you, or something like that? And she's like, well, you applied for this job at this company, and we want to interview you. And I was like, oh, yes, I remember now. Okay, yes, you know. Okay, so this was a Thursday. They let me go on a Thursday. And then she said, can you come by Monday? And I said, yes, of course. Okay, so weekend passed. I went Monday. I was interviewed. I got the job on Tuesday. I trust in God, because God is great, because God is wonderful, because God says, ask me, and I will give you. So we need to trust in him. There's no one greater than him, because he's the greatest. Like I've told you before, God is the owner of gold and silver. And if we ask, we are his children, his precious treasure, and he's gonna give it to us, because he loves you. Us being human, we do bad things, but we still have that love to give to our children. You know, God, who is great and loving, he will do the same for you. And I mean, I could say so much, right? Like all of you can share, but sometimes we're shy. But by faith, we will live at the end times, only by faith. And I encourage you to share your testimony as well, because others will feel that happiness, that joy you feel, and will feel God's presence in our lives. God bless you.
Amen. Sister Diana.
Happy Sabbath, church. You know, it's just a day before Christmas, and I believe all of us were looking forward to see a day like this, you know. And I'm here standing before you wanting to thank the Lord. I am not carrying a testimony, but I want to say, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has kept us alive up to this moment. I'll start by thanking my family. I'm thanking the church, that's you, all of you here. I also want to thank each and everyone who has done an act of kindness to me personally. This year, when we begin the year, we started well. And in the middle of the year, things changed a bit. The tides changed a bit. And there were a lot of challenges that we as a family faced. These were healthy challenges. And I would say without God on our side, it wouldn't have been what we are seeing today. It would have been very different. But God stood with us, stood with our family, stood with the person who encountered a health challenge. And up to this moment, I'm happy to say that the Lord is good and the Lord is a healer. But the most important thing that I want to thank the Lord with today is an act of kindness. Act of kindness. Before I tell you what I want to thank the Lord for, I just want to read a verse from the Bible. And this verse comes from the book of Colossians 3, verse 12. And it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I'll repeat. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved by God, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In a time like this, at the end of the year, we've got so much to thank the Lord with. And I just want to say that the Lord has been so wonderful to us. The act of kindness that I received this year is when my niece got sick. We were in Tanzania when we received a call that she was very sick. And she was in an ambulance being moved from Berrien Springs to go to Grand Rapids. We were thousands of miles away from this country. And we didn't know what to do. But God has given us people. And through people, we see God's hand. And this is the act of kindness that I want to share with you. That we called our friends here to ask them to help her as she was going through a difficult health challenge. And without hesitating, they took the act of kindness. They traveled all the way to Grand Rapids to go and take care of her. And while in Grand Rapids, a place where we know nobody, we saw God's hand through somebody who is not even an Adventist. This lady gave us, you know, provided to us a shelter, provided to us a place to stay while we were taking care of her. And this was almost 1 month living in somebody's shelter. So I learned with time, with my many years of age in this world that God has provided with me, I've learned and I've seen kindness of different types. But when somebody touches you during your time of need, very much in need, it's different. And that's where you actually experience that act of kindness firsthand. It's not like somebody else doing it for the other person. It's actually doing it for you and when you needed it the most. And therefore this morning, I just want to mention names of two people who made a difference with the act of kind. Sister Alice Moher and Sister Zaitun. God bless these souls, these people, for their act of kindness, a step where they extended a hand and a step where we needed it the most. May God bless them, and may God bless you as well. Kindly do that act of kindness for the people who need more than what you need. They will remember that. You will touch them. Touch somebody's heart by just extending that act of kindness. God bless you and have a good Christmas.
Amen. Thank you so much for that testimony. I'd like to welcome Vanessa Rugambo. Special song from Vanessa Rugambo. The church has been praying for Vanessa for almost 7 months. And as my wife was saying, God has made a difference. That's what Christmas is all about.
Happy Sabbath, Church. This season is a beautiful season. It's a time when we get to remember when Jesus Christ came, and when God came and became flesh and dwelt among us. There's a verse that I like, John 1:14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This morning I will sing "Who Would Imagine a King" by Whitney Houston.
Mommies and daddies always believe that their little angels are special indeed, and you could grow up to be anything, but who would imagine a king, a shepherd or teacher is what you could be, or maybe a fisherman out on the sea, or maybe a carpenter building things, but who would imagine a king? It was so clear when the wise men arrived and the angels were singing your name, that the world would be different 'cause you were alive. That's what heaven stood still to proclaim. One day an angel said quietly, that soon he would bring something special to me. And of all of the wonderful gifts he could bring, who would imagine, who could imagine, who would imagine a king? Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Vanessa. May God continue to bless you. Thank you, church, for praying. That's what Christmas is all about. Our last song is going to be number 132, O Come, O Ye Faithful. That's our last song. Number 132, church hymnal. O Come, O Ye Faithful, number 132.
Well, I'm full right now. I tell you that my spirit is full. I really appreciate what just took place here this Sabbath morning. Thank you, women, for your testimonies. And oh my Lord, Vanessa, God bless you. God bless you indeed. God bless you all. And we just know from what just took place here that God definitely is good all the time. And all the time he is good. As we close out here, we read from Romans 6:22. It says, but now being made free from sin You know, I want to stop there and just, it says, but now, not soon, not later, but now we are made free from sin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are made now free from sin. And that is a gift that we got through Jesus, to be now made free from sin and become servants to God. We have our fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much again for this day of rest that you have given us, your holy Sabbath day. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your compassions which fail not. We thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for your everlasting mercies. And Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Father, as we depart this place, Lord, may we not depart your presence, but that you may abide in our hearts by faith. We thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 And as we close out, we have a prayer that we sing. It's in your hymnals, bulletins, the epilogue. It's our prayer that we will close out with. May be seated. And when you're ready, you can